701 Verizon. All right, so we do the flag salute.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, this is the June 6, 2022 public meeting of the Planning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, and that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the Township website, the bulletin boards at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the Public Safety Building, and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Butcher?
Here.
Mr. Blazer?
Here.
Mr. Higgins?
Here.
Ms. Johnson? Present. Ms. Finehan?
Here.
Mr. Lazarus?
Here.
And Mr. Malay?
Aye.
And Mr. Sinai?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So we do have our backup conflict attorney here, Joe Torriello, for those of you who haven't met him.
Good evening.
There he is, and we have always well-known but masked.
Yes, I had a positive reading last week, so.
That would please. Thank
you. Hopefully, well, not for a bit.
Thank you. Anyway. All right. So, first up, we have meeting minutes from March 7, 2022. They were previously distributed.
I heard them move it to me. I don't know if...
Yeah, does the Miss Eagle Eye?
They look fine to me.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah,
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
All right.
Roll call.
Mr. Blazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Finehan?
Yes.
Mr. Malay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sinai?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. All right, next up, we have a capital improvement review, North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School District, Block 79, Lot 1, 1345, New Jersey 31 South, Application 2022. The project includes, but not limited to, a reconstruction of the existing exterior concrete plaza area with new pavement, planters, regrading, asphalt, sidewalk and stair reconstruction, new signage, landscaping, benches, park tables, landscaping, lighting.
Good evening. My name is Brian Croker. I'm the attorney that we're presenting the rule to. And I'm here to be North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional School for certification. We're here concerning.
I got to bow up.
I apologize.
Yeah, Mr. Malay is refusing.
Yes.
Sure. Go ahead.
No problem. We're here to request capital improvement review of the municipal annual law, school grade goal 35-31. So the site improvements are generally for the maintenance repairs and the upgrades to the site. They do some safety and security upgrades, they include some enhanced lighting, the ADA upgrades, and some place features. So I'm going to turn it over to William to speak a little bit about more of the
I don't think we need to potential. I don't think we need to swear anybody.
No, you don't need to swear the witnesses in. That's correct.
We've done this before. You guys have been here. Yeah, no, I think we're happy to.
May I just have a spelling? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to ask a question about the proposed state of the courtyard waiting area for students.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious, the student waiting area is proposed, it looks tight, kind of just based on the kind of furniture layout. Is that fixed furniture? I'm just curious what ADA clearance considerations were made in that layout.
This layout? Here?
To the right?
So if a student wants to join into a friend here, they can come in and use these two end tables.
There's also a convention, women's planning area, for more extensions on this side, but this planning area here, there's a wall. And you sit down on a new wall here, it's a brick wall, and you're on the building, with a limestone pad.
Needs chemistry class, right? Impact our park area, not that. It's just between the entrance, we're not parking lots or anything.
No.
So no parking impact.
No, it's just the full maintenance and upgrade.
Okay.
Full upgrade.
Yep.
Definitely moving up and
right.
The exterior lighting, is that the air, the valves and the fixtures getting upgraded?
No, that's new. Really new fixtures. You see your plans report regarding the aperture of the lens that are missing for lighting around 35.
Is there any due diligence that's involved in the post-construction phase for verification of ADA site compliance line in the parking lot post-upgrade?
Absolutely.
Regarding the lighting. The lighting specifically.
The lighting specifically, if they put the lighting where we specify, which they will, we'll make sure the lights are lit.
There's no post verification on what was accepted as built versus what the field condition.
No,
to that point about lighting, can I ask how the new lighting will differ from what exists in that one main pedestrian courtyard area?
Yeah, sure. Well, the school district reports to us now that lighting in that courtyard was so bad that they turned on the sports lighting in the stadium so that they get spillage in that area. That's how bad it is. It's not very involved. Most of it is wall packs, wall mounted lighting, and some soccer lighting underneath the overhead. Just above the main entrance, the entrance over here, under the rooftop over here, there's something like this. There's a few remnants of old electrification for 13, but I think they broke in and were taken down.
recognizing that most of this is occurring in that courtyard area, generally surrounded by three walls. Yeah. Just the one concern is that you have the residential properties to the west, maybe 100 feet. So I know they're not right next door, but that whatever lighting is proposed doesn't become a big, you know, shining thing in the winter months, I guess.
No,
actually,
with the view now, which is worth lighting, it's not on the UDR, that's how it works.
Are they on a photometric sensor? I'm sorry. Or is it a timer?
We're putting a brain timer in.
Okay.
And it's also past the model, so it tracks the day and the hour.
The one issue I had was about lighting, so if you're comfortable with the testimony, or if they want a condition that, you know, you retain jurisdiction for a period of 6 months or something like that. But again, most of the lighting fixtures are within, nestled within that courtyard area, so you might be talking about one or two that are really observable from, you know, beyond the confines of the property.
Not limited to the school operational month, I would assume.
There are a few lights that are on over the island, securing the device on their own
light,
going to go far away from the top.
Right.
They're mostly shut down.
And they've demonstrated something sometimes.
This courtyard is, as the road flies, probably about 1,000 feet.
Yeah, it's far.
It's not way back in.
Right. And the current lighting is very different. It really is.
I will offer, just because I have to, from a master plan consistency standpoint, that it does seem to be consistent with the township's goal of providing adequate educational facilities and obviously addressing issues related to aesthetic safety and functionality, especially related to the public school facilities. So, seem to check all those boxes.
Anybody have any questions for folks here?
I just have a small question. Could you remind me, it says new signage, what that is?
So there's minor signage. It is related to a small building press and welcome sign at the entrance of the plaza. There was also directional arrows running to the main entrance and also the athletics. And there is building signage all the way to the back on the main canopy.
But does that differ dramatically from existing signage?
There currently is not existing on the fascia of the building that location.
Right.
And there is no directional signage, so it is an
increase
in signage. Okay. More wayfinding.
But the Welcome to Lion Country thing is there, right?
The Welcome to Lion Country is either going to be there or in the circle.
That's again.
I think it might be
out here. Okay. So it's moving, maybe. Okay.
But it's
okay. Yeah, I mean, so it's a little bit more silent. It makes sense to have silence.
That's right.
Wait,
really not visible from the street.
And this is far
into the,
it's really pushed back.
You got to go through the parking lot. Yeah,
right. 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 The parking lot.
That's why it's.
Makes a lot of sense.
While the board of that is here, does the board have any other campus issues they want to address? Or? I can't think of any. I'm
just make sure the contractor does the lighting that's actually ADA compliant. Just make sure the contractor that puts the lighting in meets the lighting levels. That's my only comment. I've seen it happen too many times.
It will be nicer.
Okay. Thank you.
So really, our charge here is really to basically agree that it adheres to or conforms to the master plan, and we could make recommendations if anybody saw fit. We don't have to take them, but we could make them. I don't really hear any. I think you've explained the lighting, you know, the temperature, and it's pretty close to not being the operating room scenario. You know, our two main areas tend to be signs and lights, which is where you see the focus. You know, this is clearly back into the campus. So does anybody have any
I just have wondered for years why those lights are on the field and there's nobody out there.
And that's explained. That's an interesting.
I've seen it as recent as last week.
And yeah, we had a lot of the lights on.
Yeah.
Right. So you actually could help lower the overall lighting by turning those off.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really
need correct.
It's a long overview. You know, it's not the not the best. All right, so
if the board was going to make recommendations for those, they can kind of get any way to speed up the 45 minutes.
I'm not hearing any recommendations, so I think really we could make a motion to say that this, you know, this is, it fits consistent, I don't want to call it, with the master plan.
Right.
I think that's the scope of what we do. If you need something more from us, we can also ask that you tell the zoning officer or the building department.
There won't be a resolution. So I'll prepare a letter stating that the board reviewed it. They found that it's consistent with the master plan. Then you would go for a zoning permit, which I know was already applied for and denied. So we can just redo that zoning. Reprocess that now that we've gone through this process, and then it'll go right to construction.
So I don't see much of a delay from process once we do this.
Oh yeah, that'll be this week.
Are you ready for permits or have you submitted?
Yes, we did submit for permits. We have a contractor who went through a little bidding.
August 12th. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I guess we're making a motion to say it is consistent with the master plan. There are no recommendations, and directing Denise to send a letter saying so.
So moved.
And that was it, Tom. Consistent, right?
That would be my opinion.
That was all, yeah, and that's what we just talked about.
Sometimes we do the not inconsistent.
I really like the double negative and positive. All right, so we have a motion from Mr. Lazarus. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Butcher. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Gleason?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Johnson?
Yes.
Him.
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
And Mr. Sinek?
Yes.
The motion passed.
Right.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have a nice night.
Okay. Mr. Rolet is back.
Tiger, he just messed out of there.
Now, next up, we have the first of two public hearings. This public hearing is New York SMSA Limited Partnership, DBA Verizon Wireless, Block 7, Lot 33, 1, Coleman Corporate Campus Drive, Application 2022-05. They're seeking a waiver of the site plan to make modifications to the antennas and remote radio heads at the existing wireless telecommunications facility. Welcome.
Good evening. My name is Edward Purcell. I'm an attorney at Price, Meath, Shulman, and Diarmino. Here tonight on behalf of New York SMSA Limited Partnership, DBA, Verizon Wireless. We'll say Verizon Wireless tonight. Here tonight for an application for a site plan waiver related to Block 7, Lot 3 of the Township Tax Map, 1 Coleman Court Campus Drive. That's located between Roundell Reservoir and Lebanon Borough. And Verizon seeks to replace 4 antennas and remove 2 remote radio heads related to this site, which is located on that 126-foot water tower that's located on
site. Quick clarification for the record, is it Block 7, Lot 33, or Block 7, Lot 3?
Block 7, Lot 3. Did I say 33?
33.
Oh, yes, Block 7, Lot
33.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. The facility that's up there now was approved by use variance and site plan approval in 1997. It's now a permitted use in the township's office research manufacturing 2 zone. And this is a very simple application with respect to what's being proposed. Gary Lucas, our engineer, will provide some additional testimony with respect to how minor this change is. Suffice to say that the board should grant this site plan waiver for three reasons. The first is, pursuant to Section 6409A of the 2012 Middle Class Tax Relief Act, or Spectrum Act, really requires that this application be approved because this is a non-substantial change to the existing wireless facility. The New Jersey colocation law requires that these types of non-substantial changes be approved administratively without site plan approval. And also, lastly, pursuant to the township's code, 165-36.1 of the township code governs site plan waivers. And like the 2015 site plan waiver, which was submitted with respect to this site previously, that was approved. So we would respectfully suggest that this site plan waiver should also be approved. So in sum, we certainly ask the board to approve this site plan waiver application. With that, Mr. Lucas?
If you could raise your right hand. Mr. Lucas, do you swear that the testimony you're about to give this evening is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Mr. Lucas, can you go over your qualifications and experience?
Sure. I'm Gary Lucas. I'm a professor in New Jersey. I'm a licensed holder.
Structural instrument, right? Mr. Chairman, I would ask that Mr. Lucas be sworn as expert in structural engineering.
Anybody have any questions or concerns with Mr. Lucas's qualifications? That would be a great.
Mr. Lucas, your firm prepared a plan that was submitted to the board. These were prepared by MDC Engineering Services, dated November 19th, 2021. Last revised on January 14th, 2022. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. We're going to mark those plans as Exhibit A1. I have the full set here to mark. Mr. Lucas has a few sheets that pull out individually that you believe this presentation.
Are they from the original plan set?
They are.
If they are, then we typically don't mark them as exhibits.
Okay. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Lucas, can you go over the site and what's being proposed?
Sure. This is pretty simple, right? The existing construction company, you were handed to us, Cherry Drive, on the home for the facility. And we would pass a small building over and drive back, and there's a truck all over, and then there's a large two-story building. Just about to see the front building to the top of the tank, can't see it from the road. We wrap around along the side of the building, parking center, and at the top of the testing of the bank, the 225 foot foot of the bank, there are 8 to 10 members who walk from one side of the bank along the west side of the building. There are, along with those 4 to 15 members, there are 6 from the radio head, and by 5.5, and the other two are 8.5 by 5.5.
It's effectively the same height in the bulk and the basic. This is a water tank. You contribute to 0.5% of the bulk, the visual bulk.
It's still below. It's below the. They're all below the top of the rack still, right?
And Mr. Behrens, this they've satisfied your question in the report I noted about prior approval.
Well, right, yeah, the applicants provided that in the resolution. It's their position that, you know, this type of co-location or replacement should be approved administratively anyway, but here we are with this application for the waiver of the site plan. It would be my opinion that it qualifies for a minimum of one, if not all, of the three qualifiers for the board to grant a site plan waiver, which, just for the record, include secured previous site plan approval, involves normal repair, maintenance, or replacement, or will not affect existing circulation, parking, lighting, etc. So the team could check all those three boxes. Cool.
Anybody have any questions? Concerns?
Equipment upgrades.
So I guess we would be looking to do a motion for waiver of site plan under either or any of those criteria, secured previous site plan, normal wear, doesn't change the existing circulation, parking, drainage, etc.
Can I just ask one, is there any other equipment up there, or any other providers that are up there, or just for us?
Well, that's a release procedure, Mr. Chairman, and we'll get some providers, so, I really don't have much more for the
So, is there someone to make a motion to waiver of site plan based on? You can probably pick all of those.
I'll just make the motion that meets all the criteria for a waiver of site plan.
Good.
And we should be approved. Well, second.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins and Mr. Glazer. Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Blindham?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Wright?
Yes.
And Ms. Persimmon?
Yes.
Motion carried.
I'm just curious, sort of plays that off with that. There's only two sectors active here instead of three.
Yeah.
Is the Round Valley Dam, is that kept in the way?
I don't know about the RF of this, but yeah. I do know about
Okay, I'm just...
Very interesting question.
I just thought the spelling of your last name is not on the application.
Sure.
That's what I had, but I just wanted to check. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And I'll note that there was nobody from the public here. There's a public hearing, so thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Ed.
We have the next public hearing, and I'll pre-note that there is still nobody from the public.
Let me get up for
that. It's just like, at least it's on the record. So now we have the Gray Rock Road area in need of redevelopment study. I'm not going to go explain much about this. I will turn it over to Mr. Behrens, and he can give us a little explanation. This had been before us, and I believe approved in a slightly different form.
I can provide some of that background very briefly, and then we can move on to the report itself and evaluation. But the gist here is that after it was approved, the owner of what we consider the Zinn Realty site, was supposed to be the doctor was in, they sent a note requesting that their site be added, that the economics of their proposal were making it difficult for them to go, but they already started and done some of the pre-work on the first moving. And so we considered it at council. Councilman Glazer suggested that we add in an undeveloped lot that was adjoining. I reached out to the lot's owner. He was very much in favor of it. And that both lots are the nexus of some litigation for some time, I believe, between one another and perhaps even the township that I'm not quite clear on.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of that conversation, he also, the one lot owner,
suggested that the residential lot that is being used as a rental unit be considered for inclusion. So the council in January made, actually I think in December we made a motion to get it started and followed up in January with a resolution affirming that. It may have been December or early January. I don't recall. So at that point, that's the background of why we're back at it again, so to speak. And I would ask, and it, with the Zin lot particularly, because it's been disturbed and untouched, really is a nice one.
Right. So just remind me, or for anyone who's listening to this, because they do, we previously did the area that's south of, I'm not sure where it is,
east
of
Gray Rock,
right?
Yes.
Those three lots, and now we're looking at the stuff that's the other side of Gray Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, the southwest side, right? So, Jeff, do you go ahead and be sworn, or just for the area?
Yeah, I would do that, just, yes,
sorry.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you swear or affirm that testimony about the board is truth, the whole truth, not the truth?
I do. Thank you. For the record, Tom Barron, Board Planner of Burge Associates. So, correct, just to add to what the mayor said, and I won't spend a whole lot of time on this. The original document for the Gray Rock Road area need study was dated October 27th. Obviously, it came to this board first, then went to the council, after which there was a request to then add block 74, lots 16, 17.01, and lot 19, which are essentially on the west side of Gray Rock Road. So the original study area was 2.41 acres. That's the east side of Gray Rock Road. The west side is an additional 2.44 acres. So now the total redevelopment area or study area is 4.85 acres, not including the Gray Rock Road right-of-way itself. While the previous redevelopment area on the east side of Gray Rock Road was in the AH-10 zone, on the west side, the two northerly parcels are within the OB-2 zone, and the one, the smaller vacant one fronting Center Street is within the Village Residential Zone. Jumping to the current development conditions, I'll start with Lot 16, which is the residential lot that fronts on Fairview Avenue. It's got about 70 feet of frontage on Fairview Avenue. It's developed with a one-story dwelling constructed in 1960, has a detached one-car garage, and is generally has improvements such that a typical single-family home would have paved driveway, paved circulation areas, and landscape portions of the property. We also have Block 74, Lot 17.01. which is essentially an undeveloped lot, which has some vegetation and unmaintained brush. And this parcel has 130 feet of frontage on Center Street and generally slopes downward from west to east. And I would offer that the main parcel in this added portion of the redevelopment area is certainly Lot 19 of Block 74, which received prior site plan approval for a medical office building, for which some improvements have been installed, including a partial foundation and subsurface improvements, including part of the drainage system. However, that project is obviously stalled, and it's been this way for a number of years now, I think since at least I've been involved with the board. So it's been there for a while, and sitting there, certainly deteriorating and presenting safety issues to the neighborhood, and obviously is an eyesore for everyone that passes by it and remains unproductive. So flipping through then to the applicable eight statutory criteria to be designated as an area in need of redevelopment, and I'm on page 29 now of the document. Just in summarizing, I determined that the site, meaning all six of the parcels located on Block 74 and Block 77.01, qualify for Criteria A, which is the generality of buildings are substandard, unsafe, unsanitary, dilapidated, obsolescent, or possess any of such characteristics, or are so lacking in light, air, and open space as to be conducive to unwholesome living,
for working conditions. And as I've noted in the prior report, now in this report, that again, there are a number of buildings and site configurations that are certainly obsolete and present safety issues that are substandard and certainly dilapidated at this point. The site does not qualify for criteria B, in my opinion, which has to do with the discontinuance of buildings previously used for commercial, retail, shopping malls, plazas, office parks, etc. It's my opinion that the site does qualify for criteria C, that the land is owned by the municipality, the county, a local housing authority, a redevelopment agency, or redevelopment entity, or unimproved vacant land that has remained so for a period of 10 years prior to adoption of the resolution, and that by reason of its location, remoteness, lack of means of access to developed sections or portions of the municipality, or topography, or nature of the soil is not likely to be developed through the instrumentality of private capital. In the previous report, I did not include that this redevelopment area met criteria C, but because of the inclusion of Block 74, there certainly are significant slopes on the property, and that's why I, in summary, thought that criteria C certainly applied to the westerly portion of the site. In addition, it was my opinion that the site meets criteria D, which has to do with the areas with buildings or improvements which, by reason of dilapidation, obsolescence, overcrowding, bulk arrangement or design, lack of ventilation, light and sanitary facilities, excessive land coverage, deleterious land use, or obsolete layout, or any combination of these or other factors are detrimental to the safety, health, morals, or welfare of the community. Again, at least four of the six parcels are developed and are in such condition that they characterize, can be characterized as being dilapidated, certainly obsolete, both the arrangement relative to their current zoning designations and warranting redevelopment. And the criteria D would satisfy that alone, or at least allow for the municipality to declare an area in need of redevelopment. The site does not qualify for criteria B. Does not qualify for criteria F or G either. And skipping right to criteria H, the site does have some merits to be or promote, we call it smart growth, which has to do with its area, with an existing developed portion of the community, with its access to the public bus park and ride, and access to the commercial center of the township, in short. So again, to summarize, it's my opinion that the site at a minimum meets criteria A, C, D, and H, and I'll remind the board that not all parcels have to meet the criteria, and that just by being included and other portions of the area having met the criteria could be considered for the designation. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
I don't know how this board handles this, so I'm just going to say this out loud. I think that criteria H are fantastic. The thing that I'm concerned about is, yes, do I agree that this is a good candidate for redevelopment? Absolutely. That it is a gateway into Clinton Town, gateway into Clinton Township via the train, via the bus. My main concern is to make sure that wherever this ends up, regardless of whether or not it's granted a variance or it's granted the need to be redeveloped, that there's some assembling body that is conscious of the historical nature and the aesthetic of what makes Clinton Town and Clinton Township as desirable as it is. I think that is a general comment that I've heard from the public, but it's not necessarily been in this meeting, but it would be at community-related meetings. And I just want to make a note for the record that, yes, it's not including security aids, but I agree that it needs to be redeveloped, absolutely. But I think that we need to be very creative and adaptive in how we allow any future aesthetic uses of that happening.
Agreed, and I'll offer that this is a multi-step process. This is the first part of the process, so presumably the township would designate all or a portion of the site to be declared an area in need of redevelopment. Then the township would adopt an ordinance, which is a redevelopment plan, and I'm stating for the record, and that ordinance would come back to the board for review. And then further, there would be a site plan application, which would implement the plan itself.
We did something similar with Beaverbrook Homestead redevelopment.
Right, we've included design criteria, and that project in particular worked out very well, I think, from the study.
And we did consider, but for those of you who weren't here, when we did that building across Center Street, the bank building, there was a lot of discussion on this board about the roof slopes and making it look, you know, approachable and appropriate, and not just a big slab, because you do see it coming up into the Center Street. And I think I've heard a lot of compliments over the years after the fact that that bank building looked pretty good. Even I remember the owner who was in here pushing at it after the fact agreed and said it did look pretty good. So I think we do know that that's an area that's
a fair comment. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. I think that Beaverbrook is a pretty adequate adaptive release of, you know, the future of this community and the history that it's
built on. The
you're still
at it. The Goddard School got the same treatment, and we've got several appearance districts. I cannot remember, for instance, down by the synagogue, that appearance district calls for gable roofs of a certain slope and certain finishes on the outside, window dimensions, a certain amount of fenestration. So I can't recall specifically sitting here teaching if this also lies in one of those appearance districts. Well, it certainly
we're going to work best specific requirements for the redevelopment.
I think that the example of the homestead or some of the others are good examples of where those considerations were.
Just because it lies in Clinton Township doesn't mean that it's not the gateway to Clinton Township.
So long as they'll put in town that when they're putting a warehouse right up against, you know, let's just call the spade the spade.
That's
right.
It. Sorry, I'm done.
I'm the first one. I'm the first one, but you know what? So the question I have real quick is this all of Block 74?
It is not. It's only those three parcels. So the block is extends further west.
I'm just asking a question for the sake of it, which I don't understand why, for example, 16 is in there. When I read your report, Tom, it says it doesn't apply to virtually everything, dilapidated. And I'm sensitive to this concept of changing some owner's property and not somebody else's. It gets to me. In other words,
there's some history about that lot, though, because that lot at one point was actually subdivided. And when you look, the property line, if you look at Munger Downs Common Drive, I've driven by the site, it used to actually extend down all the way to Grey Rock. Zinn actually purchased a portion of the lot, then it became, I think that's when it became 19, if I remember. There's like some history behind this. And literally the edge of that house, the existing dwelling, is within feet of the property line and a steep slope going down to where the retaining walls are.
I will advise this much as far as the thought process from the council to put it. It was my at least thought process that I'd rather include it and have the discussion here and settle on excluding than not having included it when it's not a typical residential use. It may or may not have some benefit to the overall area in creating the site for whatever development we're going to propose there, which I don't even know what it would be, to be honest. But the thought process is, if it makes sense, include it. If the board feels it doesn't make sense, I'm not right to it.
I guess this one was weird because Zinn never came to us.
After we did get the side of the street.
Right.
You heard me?
I'm going to go back to this property line changing. I don't remember us doing that.
The parent owner did not come to us. Right. That the owner of this
thing.
When the lot lines were created, this was done at the Board of Adjustment.
What I'm getting at is I don't believe we should go change because we allowed somebody to move the property line. We created that, and now we're saying, now because that's a problem,
my view is, I should say, I think it's naturally included because, in my mind, it
it's a little bit more unnatural to exclude it. It's just sort of a continuation of that parcel, although it's a separate lot. It's just a continuation of that lot.
Look, I'm only asking because, to Brian's point, why not do the whole bloody lot? In other words, why not go up and make a straight line, and now you've got at least a canvas. Yeah. The logic is there. Here's a bigger canvas to look at rather than this sawtooth. I'm just asking because it just it strikes me. I'm a logical guy, and I see that the sawtooth, and I would hate for this owner now to come and say, how come you didn't move me?
We just had our way out.
I'm not really discussing it because it's good.
Right, Bill, it's kind of come out. I
haven't
bothered.
Haven't been around the block a few times, so I can see. But
I mean, they've all been notified there of the development. They do get a notice, right?
This
all
the base members?
Yeah, I think it's a super notice, I thought.
Yeah. I remember John Drill having sent to them.
No, it goes in the newspaper.
Oh,
it's not a
300-foot
notice that goes out.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the property owners themselves, I think,
get it. Yeah.
The owners within the redevelopment area.
Yes. Right. Yes. But there's no...
But the neighbors don't.
But the neighbors don't. Oh, okay. Look, I'm just saying it. Yeah. Because I stranger things will happen.
As I said, it's only included for special purposes because it's not a typical residential lot. It's been historically... Most recently, as a rental.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little oddly shaped. I think it might be in a different zone than the rest.
It's the open zone with the rest. It's not the VR zone, which is interesting. That one lot on the side is in the VR.
It is the rental. Yeah.
So the VR lot that's included was requested inclusion. Otherwise, we're taking the entire OV1 and
right.
I think that was part of
it. Right.
Yeah, exactly. It's it. Right.
Look, the whole concept makes a lot of sense. Adding this side of the road makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking the question.
I'm happy to make those recommendations to lop off on 16. I don't know, Todd, is to your mind, does the sink lot 16 add any value to the redevelopment area?
So in terms of merits, I'll stick to first the redevelopment criteria. Again, I didn't think that it met any MDA criteria, A through H, on its own. But again, considering the larger parcel, what does it do for the potential redevelopment area? It's about 0.44 acres in size, so it does give, it's about a fifth of that chunk of the redevelopment area. So from a density standpoint, from a development standpoint, it gives it that much more flexibility I would offer. It also creates somewhat of a buffer from the adjacent residential property or the remainder of the VR zone. So presumably you could have a nice buffer there. And this particular lot, which is lot 16 that we're talking about, happens to be higher in elevation than lot 19, so you have the benefit of the elevation
drainage
purposes. Again, having additional lot area. It does happen to be the only of those residential parcels in the OB2 zone. And I would say that this lot in particular is most impacted by the Goddard School right across the street where the driveway sort of faces it. Is that,
honestly, I think that's the 0.4 acre lot in the OB2 zone is butting up against village residential. Yeah. That's a reasonable reason to add to this because you've got this orphan lot. And what are you going to put on 0.4 acres in office business adjacent to what might be, significantly larger development?
And might well live there.
I think that's a good point, John. I also like that it is right across the street from the driveway of Moderate. So it's really not. These other properties at least sort of are more across the street from. Less intense development
areas. Yeah, I mean, it's a natural path of traffic pattern too, coming out of Goddard.
Right. Yeah. No, I'm just asking because
I appreciate the asking because I think that's the kind of discussion that is helpful.
Right. Yeah. Was anybody else? I mean, look, we've already discussed, and I think we even recommended on the east side here.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say south.
Right. East side. It does feel like south.
It should be sound. That's the way 31 does that look like. It goes a little crazy. That's something. But I think clearly adding the other side of Gray Rock makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's just, especially given where the medical building has been sitting there for how many years now?
For ages.
Any chance that adjacent lots are going to want to go in on those two?
I don't
see it. Further?
I don't, not the residential lots.
You hit the town of Clinton that a block too, right?
Yeah.
Well, exactly, yeah. Up on the other side.
I'm looking, I mean, you know, it's maybe an ephemeral market, but having a daughter that just had a bid 70 over to buy a smaller home, you know, it's right now the market for residential properties in the township is really, really.
And not to sound too much like Clinton Mayor Hayden. I think one has to also take into account the dearth of available sewer and water.
Yeah.
Maybe in a two-bay, you might not be able to get it to balance.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also agree, you don't want to make it too big where then it becomes a big site that gets harder to manage.
Okay. One of the reasons to declare the site an area in need of redevelopment is that it would enable the township to assist with the provision of utilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really like the new corner.
Me too.
I think everybody in town would say that corner is crying for.
Yes, there's some other issues involved that we won't discuss here, but it's
yeah, I'm like, right. It's any progress.
I just wanted to be appropriate.
I will do my darnest, and certainly we can work that into the ordinance, which the board will have a crack at least one review.
So remind me again of what we do here to, if there's,
I can try and John drill it, but I'm sure I will be vocally deficient. Let me try and get animated here. Okay, what we need is a motion to recommend to the Clinton Township governing body that the study as designated in Block 74, Lot 16, 17.01, and 19, Block 77.01, Lots 2, 3, and 4, be designated as a non-condemnation area in need of redevelopment for the reasons set forth in the Township Planner's Report dated October 27, 2021, as amended May
17,
2022.
Wow.
And that's discussed.
May I amend the motion to require that John Drill listen to this audio?
He'll be checking out. So.
Yeah, this visual.
The visual. Body language down. Mm-hmm.
All right. So is there a motion to adopt that well described?
Someone would like to say.
Thank you, Mr. Lazarus. Second.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Ms. Butcher?
Yes.
Mr. Glazer?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Plonahan?
Yes.
Mr. Lazarus?
Yes.
Mr. Millay?
Yes.
And Mr. Sumay?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Okay, so we have vouchers?
We did have vouchers, yes. They were in the...
I didn't see the vouchers. I was just going to say I didn't see them.
They're in Rock's account. Did I not send the email?
You didn't send another part. It's a different box. Can we wait? Do you remember, Denise, if I open them, if I try to find them?
They are in there, but hold on.
I'm going to look, Kevin. No, I have to find your email to find that box.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to click.
Well, I'm trying to get in, and then I can.
Hang on.
While we're doing this, how about we move on to reports?
Well, why don't you guys do some reports? Pick a report here. You guys see the agenda. Let's.
Reports of the
council. Go ahead. Let me see if I can find you.
Yeah.
Let me try to remember what we've done.
All right, the
agenda. So you've got the agenda. I know what's coming up next. We've got an ordinance introduction, which you all have in front of you, which I'm very eager to see come forth on the minor site coming over. We did promotions, which I attended some of all of on this past Tuesday. So we now have two lieutenants. We have the Lieutenant Glennon and Lieutenant Miguel and two new sergeants as well. We also have a new police officer. The new sergeants are Sergeant Lafitte and Sergeant San Giovanni. So, all good things. Tucker is a new police officer.
Tucker Brown.
Yep. Have we had any retirement? What are we, about 25 now?
Not quite enough. 24 maybe? Mm-hmm. Close. Yeah.
Have we had any retirement?
Not yet. Right. But I would anticipate in your social. What else is new? Buying some police cars, some fire trucks.
Fire trucks. Are we still getting the DEA money?
The answer to that question is we're still eligible for some, but it is not yet permitted. It is actually considerable, but. I've been expecting it for the last 4 years, so I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, that used to buy the police cars. So. Right?
Not, yeah, it's in some instances it was. It has not been in the last. It
hasn't been
considerable. Not last 5 years. I think, yeah, we did discuss that Christine is now the CFO. We promoted her from assistant to the chief financial officer. What's the next thing? There was something else coming up on this. Is this next week?
No, that was the last two.
Upcoming besides the ordinance? Oh, just a little ordinance on adjusting the pilot terms for the Ingerman project on 31. It's a more favorable pilot, actually, for the township. It's the same percentage of revenue with the stipulation that they're tax rate would have been, or their tax assessment would have been higher, we'd get a higher percentage. All good things.
Community Day was great.
Community Day was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Has it been that long since we've had it?
Yes.
I hope
it was.
No, we had a meeting in May, right after Community Day.
That's right.
Yes.
Historic Preservation Commission was a very dedicated group. Everybody turned out pretty well.
We're good.
Get those things to me. I have to follow up with somebody too that I had suggested. Spring Fair is coming. With the Food Truck Festival in July.
Those food truck festivals as well, okay?
Very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very. And I'll report just from the rec committee. We've made and I think the council now has it to review. There was discussion about what to do with Field of Dreams playground by the Immaculate Conception Church. And the committee decided it being 27 years old and having an expected lifespan of 20 years and being completely, entirely made of wood. Which you can't really rebuild, that the money that the Finance Committee was generous enough to set aside for repairs which would have lasted 3 to 5 years, we would take and maybe propose to the Council to invest in improvements to the playground at Long Park. So hopefully it will be considered.
So what's going to happen to the property the Field of Dreams is on?
It would.
We're going to dismantle it, obviously.
We would keep Field of Dreams open as long as possible, ideally until the playground at Maluki across from the high school is built, and at which time it would be leveled and returned to the church.
Did the church pay for it? Or?
No,
it's the church's property. Yeah. And I think it's a no cost or a very low lease. You're not giving up much if you just be giving up the.
Right.
And I've been in communication with the church.
Yeah, I know they were curious. They were. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
That's it. Did I stall on that?
Yeah, I
sent an email to him.
Yeah.
Oh. Currently, I have my email. I didn't send it. But anyway, I did send it now. There are a number of them in there.
So yeah,
it's just, see what you it like to do.
There's a lot. I was just going to try to read a couple aloud and say there.
We are going to meet again on the 20th. We've only, a lot of months we've been having one meeting, but 100 Inciting is supposed to be coming back on the 20th.
I think we can probably wait just to make sure everybody gets the
it's not like
two or three. I was going to read them out and say I've looked at them, but
there's a, Mr. Drell is getting short.
And we're not holding I'm not holding anybody up. It's just a matter of
these are like May.
Yeah, so they're not.
Yeah, well, and they're not going to make the council meeting this week, so they wouldn't be on. It's not going to hold them up.
But it wouldn't make the 22nd. We're on the same schedule.
No, so it'll end up,
Does Drill just hand him out with these things, or what?
I mean, as you know, he charges by the word.
I mean,
is that what it is? I haven't figured that out.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't want to overcomplicate it.
No.
If it can wait.
John
knows I need him. No, yes, recital on Saturday.
And gotta get your practice in.
How many of those do you go to? No, recital. I thought like four or three. Yeah.
Yeah,
Cooper
and
mine,
if I respectfully dismiss myself, I hope to jump on a plane to JFK.
Go. We're almost done anyway, so go. Good. Thank you. Anything else? Ordinance subcommittee, anything that we do have the draft next meeting of most likely this ordinance on the waiver of site plan.
Yeah,
the administrative waiver.
I don't see anyone holding it back from council. Right back.
Yeah, once they give it to us, we'll put it on for the next meeting, so just be ready.
Incredibly disappointed.
Yeah.
I'll see you on the 20th.
Safe
travels.
Or you're not here. Okay.
Thank you. And we think the siding guys are coming back, right, as far as we know?
I believe, yes. Okay. As a matter of fact, Mr. Peone stopped by the office the other day.
So he's working on it. Okay. So the 20th is the 20th of June. I will not be here. I will be away. So I will already
pre-deputize.
Yeah, I think I don't have vacations until August. Okay. Anything else? Anybody else? An ordinance? Environmental? Anything?
Ordinance? Can they produce this?
Yeah, this is administrative way.
We got it for sure.
Right. No, it's nice. It's simple.
Yeah, I think there was a lot of good communication on it. It was
and I was actually I think the cell phone guys would have gone through this process.
I agree.
I like the cell phone guys, but this one they're changing antennas.
Yeah, and there's another
one. I can't see.
Right.
1322 with 31 North, 100 of Neurology is in there now.
Yeah.
Okay, so the woman who bought it and is the doctor there, I guess the primary doctor, they submitted an application. I met her a while back when she wanted to redo the sign when they first purchased the building. They want to put a generator in the building. The contractor came in last week, so I explained to him, I said, do they need it immediately? So I explained the whole process. So he says, I'm going to explain all that to her, and she's probably going to come in because she came in today. So I explained to him, she's like, oh, this is great. So, because what's happening to them is they are losing power on a regular basis.
I'm losing power more than I ever
really? Yeah.
I'm 20 years, we've never had a bunch of a problem. We're losing it for 3 or 4 hours, once or twice, a lot of stuff online. Yeah. It's getting out of control.
Huh. Well, and for them, it's a real problem because they have a lot of medications that need to be refrigerated, and they have an infusion center there. Mm-hmm. And also, there are people who are being infused. So if they lose power during someone's infusion...
Do you know the special power hours that's going to be part of the schedule?
We get those notices, but these are more... And it's not even bad weather. It's a nice day.
Well,
and it just... And they go out for 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
But the interruption can be a substation upgrade, as I understand. I don't know if you're fed in a substation yet.
I think I should report.
For years, there was never a problem, you know, and now it's just, you know, all my neighbors are the same.
So when you were married, there was a problem.
That's what I, and I don't believe, trust me. Yeah. ACP and Al, you have no idea.
You go back 40 years ago.
He was there, the problem's up by me, and the representative
lived up
by me.
Yeah, yeah.
He still does it.
I believe you're right. But it's been good.
It
would be
worse by you.
They call it a tree. They're cutting trees down like nobody's business, so yeah. I think that has made a difference. And the reclosure usually couldn't.
Primary day, everybody will vote.
You're supposed to say something else.
Motion. Mr. Chairman, I will make the motion to adjourn.
Who's that? Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
My church tomorrow.
I'm
sure of that, yes.
Are you still at that time?
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, interesting. You have gotten big games every day or two.
Yes, so we're going to be on for the 20th.
The one island to do, I will get three tomorrow.
Don't anywhere else?
No, I know, but it's try not to let things move right.
I know. Well, yeah, and I try to remind you, and I think you're going to get out of the way. Sometimes
CTSA is a full site plan review, not a capital review.
Can you believe the Church of
and I sent you the John
Bell
case.
Well, is this
a grandfather? And that's one.
Okay. Yeah, mine is a little bit more serious. Yeah.
It is,
but everybody else, because the theory is, well, John, he was a way to, I thought the case was well,
outdated business.